Playing 5 Bodak Warriors, you have been awarded 100 war points. War points multiplied by 5 for slaying a professional. For slaying 1 Rhyme Bodak Mage, you have been awarded 25 war points. War points multiplied by 5 for slaying a professional. Total war points, 322. The fact that the mage was a stronger version of the Bodaks made sense. It hadn't stopped moving until he had completely crushed its skull. The other skeletons were resilient, but nowhere near as tough as the caster had been. As a mage, it should have been easier to kill. Now that he knew it was a stronger species than the other undead they had met so far, it all added up. The thought made Richter stop a moment and consider if species was the right word, though. His Akaton evolution spell showed that monsters could evolve into stronger forms. Maybe Rhyme Bodaks were just an evolutionary leap forward from Bodaks. The question was just academic, but Richter stored it in the back of his mind. For now, he was just happy that they had managed to capture its soul along with several others. You have captured Soul of a Rhyme Bodak. Durability 25 of 25. Item class Uncommon. Stone level Luminous. Soul level, luminous. Status, filled. Weight, 0.4 kilograms. You have captured Soul of a Bodak times 14. Durability, 20 of 20. Item class, common. Stone level, common. Soul level, common. Status, filled. Weight, 0.3 kilograms. Most of the Bodaks had rusted weaponry of either poor quality or low durability, which was another thing that had allowed his people to live. The Bodaks were level 15 to 25 for the most part, and there had been plenty of professionals. The Rhyme Bodak had been level 27. His people had been outclassed as far as levels went, but their gear was specifically enchanted to protect against and kill undead. Coupled with the high-quality work and strong metals that the village smiths used, it put their armaments several classes above the skeletons they'd been fighting. Richter found one good piece of loot. The Rhyme Bodak was wearing a scarce class ring. You have found Glimmer Ring. Durability 20 of 20. Item class scarce. Item quality superb. Weight 0.02 kilograms. Traits plus 12 to perception of hidden enemies within 25 yards. Concealed enemies will sparkle in your eyesight. Extremely effective in dark areas. Richter shook his head. It explained why the mage had been able to target Alma as soon as she had poked her head around the corner. He'd been worried about that. On the one hand, it meant she might be able to hide from the other enemies in the dungeon. It was unlikely there were more enchanted rings of this rarity with the other monsters, though it was technically possible. On the other hand, it just reminded him that as powerful as he grew, there were always enemies with capabilities to match his own. He couldn't assume, no matter how far he advanced, that he or any of his people were ever safe. There was no safety in the land. He physically shook himself to ward off such morbid thoughts. Safe or not, this ring was clutch. Another 12 points to perception was like advancing 20 skill levels, 2 full ranks in Pierce the Veil, even if it was only for hidden enemies and not traps or concealed stashes. Richter looked at his other rings. Ring of Hidden Dangers. Durability 15 of 15. Item class uncommon. Item quality superb. Weight 0.1 kilograms. Traits plus 16% to trap detection. Ring of Flowing Thought. Durability 25 of 25. Item class rare. Item quality superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 20% mana regeneration. Ring of Spell Storage. Durability 10 of 10. Item class, uncommon. Item quality, well crafted. Weight, 0.01 kilograms. Traits, holds one spell that can be cast upon activating the ring. This ring can hold one novice level spell. Spell will only last one day before degrading. Spell equipped, none. Ring of Minor Healing. Durability 8 of 8. Item class, uncommon. Quality, well crafted. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits. Will heal 34 health on wearer. Can be used twice per day. Ring of Health. Durability 16 of 16. Item class, uncommon. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 43 health. Ring of Enchantment Resistance. Durability, 10 of 10. Item class, scarce. Quality, exquisite. Weight, 0.01 kilograms. Traits, plus 32% resistance to enchantment-type spells. Ring of Health. Durability, 21 of 23. Item class, unusual. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 72 health. Summoner's Ring. Durability, 22 of 116. Item class, rare. Item quality, masterwork. Weight, 0.01 kilograms. Traits, increase level of summoned creatures by plus 5. Richter considered which ring to replace. The rare and scarce rings were out of the question. In this dungeon, his Ring of Hidden Dangers was also a must. He chided himself for not loading his Ring of Spell Storage earlier, but he certainly intended to now. Focusing his will, golden light surrounded his hand, and the clear gem on the ring took on the same color. Minor Slow Heal was locked and loaded. Richter was pretty sure he'd need it again before they cleared the dungeon. It came down to his weaker Ring of Health and his Ring of Healing. The Ring of Healing was one of the first items he'd gotten when coming to the land. Despite that, and despite the fact that it only restored 34 health, the instantaneous nature of the healing had made him hold on to it. He weighed his options, but decided to stick with the Ring of Health. He'd already used one of the two charges on the healing ring, and his Ring of Spell Storage effectively served the same capacity now that he had stored Minor Slow Heal. Richter slipped the glimmer ring onto his hand. "Hey, Tank!" Richter called out. Calder looked up, and the Chaos Seed tossed him the Ring of Healing. A grin popped up on the sergeant's face. He took his gauntlet off and slipped the ring on his hand. Richter earned himself a new prompt. Your continued generosity is appreciated by Calder. You have gained plus 233 relationship points. Total relationship points, plus 5,601. Alma was still moving along inside the dungeon. She had backtracked her way to the same corridor where she'd been attacked. After being abundantly careful peeking around the corner, she saw that the hallway dead-ended soon after. To Richter's delight, there was a chest present. An honest-to-God wooden chest banded with metal sitting on a large stone block. The Chaos Seed's adventuring heart started beating stronger in his chest. While many things made him happy, he could admit that treasure was near the top of the list. He dealt with life and death every day, but the gamer in him was still alive and well. Loot was awesome! Still, there was time for that later. Now, he had to prepare for the next battle. Richter took out one of his dart traps and prepared to use the new rank bonus from his traps skill for the first time. Focusing on his weak fireball spell, he tried to attach it to the dart trap. Nothing happened. He wasn't daunted. New skills and capabilities usually required some experimentation. Richter tried several different approaches with no success until he summoned his magic as if he was about to cast the spell. The process was the same for when he loaded his ring of spell holding. He was finally rewarded with a prompt. The dart trap is missing at least one necessary component to add a spell to the mechanism. Why can't things ever just be easy? Richter bemoaned. With his new unconventional material subskill, he was itching to tinker with the mechanism. Hopefully he could try and find out what component was missing, but now was definitely not the time. He put the trap back into his bag. Without the ability to add spells, none of his traps would be more than an annoyance to the high-level monsters in the dungeon. He could poison them, of course, but best-case scenario, one monster might be hurt. It wouldn't do anything against another large party of Bodaks. They would have to clear out the nest the old-fashioned way. Calder walked up with the remaining war party behind him. One biomage, two Maedon archers, the sergeant, and two other guards.
"We all ready, my lord?"
Richter nodded and moved forward, his men right behind him. Alma was still scouting ahead. Several of the tunnels had turned out to be empty. The Bodachs that had been in those locations had most likely already run out during the last attack, attracted by the sound of the undead chasing the dragonling. She had found a nest of five down one corridor, though. Richter decided it was time to take the fight to the undead. Richter looked at his fighting men and women. Taking point, he raised his mace.
For the mist.
Six sets of eyes looked back with intense loyalty. As one, they responded.
For the mist!
Chapter 67, Day 144, Qyburn 34, 0 AOC. It took hours, but they were finally in front of what Richter suspected was the final room. They had no idea of the layout because it was sealed by a large stone door carved with figures. They had cleared the rest of the dungeon. There had been 14 more pockets of undead, all Bodach skeletons. Each collection had had a Rhyme Bodach as well, sometimes two. By attacking the groups one at a time, Richter's war party had been able to clear them without too much more trouble. Each battle began with Richter checking the room for traps while using stealth. While he had found and disabled several traps in the corridors leading to the rooms the Bodachs waited in, there hadn't been any traps in the rooms themselves. After making sure the coast was clear, he would send a summoned and evolved creature into the rooms the skeletons were in. Then the Maedon sprites and Richter would fire imbued arrows with maximum charge into the ensuing fight. That opening salvo always took off a good deal of health from both the summoned creature and the skeletons and tagged them with debuffs. In two cases, the spider Richter had summoned had actually slipped his control and attacked the warband in response, but it had been put down quickly. That never seemed to happen when he used a sapling as bait. In the end, he wound up just using his death rats. A simple order made the rats enter the rooms together and then scatter. It gave the Bodachs multiple targets to chase and kept them occupied until the attack could begin. After that opening volley, Richter would usually shoot a fireball into the room and then Alma would finish the rout by firing her Psi Blast. With the enemies well and truly thrown off, the melee fighters would charge into the room, targeting the Rhyme Bodachs first. The warband had to recover after each battle, restoring health, stamina, and mana, but they were able to clear the dungeons systematically. The Sun Lotus poison, along with their life enchantments, were a serious force multiplier for the warband. By the time they had found the final grouping of monsters, every member of Richter's warband had leveled at least once. Once again, the potions of clarity proved their worth. Even better, the technique had let the Chaos Seed gather Psi crystals that collectively were worth just shy of 300 Psi points. Alma wanted them all immediately, of course, but he kept them in reserve, having ideas of his own. Richter had also gotten his own series of prompts. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 18 and 19 in Enhanced Imbue Arrow, plus 95% magical damage, plus 190% speed of mana flow. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 18 and 19 in Archery, plus 38% bonus to aim. Plus 38% bonus to damage. Congratulations, you have reached subskill levels 7 and 8 in Focus. Max zoom increased to 180%. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 3 through 8 in Mace Wielding. Plus 24% damage when using maces or clubs. Ignore up to 4% of an enemy's armor. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 13 and 14 in Small Blades, plus 28% attack speed while using Small Blades, plus 28% bonus to damage while using Small Blades. His dual-wielding skill had also climbed quickly. Using a normal-sized weapon like the mace along with his short sword took more focus than just two small-sized weapons, but it also made his skill advance faster. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 11 and 12 in dual wield. Base accuracy penalty in primary hand reduced to minus 13% and in offhand by minus 38%. Dual attack speed increased by plus 12%. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 17 in light armor, plus 34% to defense of all light armor. Congratulations, you have reached sub-skill levels 15, 16, and 17 in grace in combat. Dodge increased by plus 27% while wearing all light armor. The dungeon had given him too much practice in dodging attacks. The undead were tough bastards, and they didn't go down easily. His ability to lead also advanced dramatically. Fighting sapient monsters of high levels required coordination and tactics that were just not necessary while hunting monsters in the wild. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 16 and 17 in War Leader. Sphere of Influence, plus 17% larger. Plus 17% attack and defense for all allies within your sphere of influence. Congratulations, you have reached sub-skill levels 12, 13, and 14 in Beacon, plus 140 to the Fighting Spirit of War Party. Congratulations, you have reached sub-skill level 9 in Inspiring Leadership, plus 9% to chance of War Party members earning field advancements, plus 9% to the power of field advancements of any party members under your command or the command of your subordinates. The battle also gave a great infusion of war points. Total war points, 752. His martial skills weren't the only ones that progressed through the day of battle. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 4 through 7 in death magic. New spells are now available. Advancing to level 5 in death magic finally qualified him to learn two more of Bayon's copied spellbooks. Congratulations, you have learned the spell Laughing Skull. Fires a chattering skull made of death energy at a target. Damage 10 to 20. Chance that target will be afflicted with fear debuff. This is a spell of death magic, level 5. Cost, 39 mana. Duration, instant. Range, 50 feet. Cast time, 2 seconds. Cooldown, 2 minutes. The new attack spell was great, but the real coup was the other magic. Congratulations, you have learned the spell Summon Weak Zombie. Summons a death spirit to inhabit the remains of a recently deceased creature. The summoned creature's level will be 3 plus 10% of the target's total experience. Max level of 10. No abilities or skills will be carried through to this new summoned creature, but inherent racial abilities may still be maintained. This is a spell of death magic, level 5. Cost 63 mana. Duration 1 hour. Range touch. Cast time 4 seconds. Cooldown, 10 minutes. The zombie spell had some serious drawbacks. The fact that you had to actually touch the creature, and limitations in regard to level, skills, and abilities seriously curtailed the power of the summoned death creatures. There were great perks as well, however. The fact that each zombie lasted a full hour made it far superior to the 5-minute summoning times of most of his other creatures. When he used the spell for the first time, he didn't feel any strain on his control of it. Richter had been worried that the zombie spell might not work on skeletons. His definition of zombies involved decaying flesh and a penchant for brains. Apparently that was not the case. To his supreme satisfaction, he found that the spell could target the deanimated bones of the skeletons. After they were reanimated, Akaton evolution let him evolve the creatures. It also lengthened the amount of time the death spirits could stay on his plane by plus 50%. What that translated to was Richter commanding an army of 9 skeletons, levels 7 to 10, standing behind him. Even with that number and the evolutions, Richter didn't feel like he was in any danger of losing control of them. It was his first evidence of just how dangerous necromancers could be fielding an army of undead. Not only had Richter increased the number of fighters in the group, but he had also learned that his earlier theory about the relationship between Bodax and Rhyme Bodax was correct. It appeared that the Bodax had 4 evolutions. One was the Rhyme variation they had already encountered multiple times, and they also evolved into Cinder, Flash, and Crag Bodaks, which were associations with water, fire, air, and earth, respectively. They lacked any abilities or spells, but each had a natural resistance to their element, and their attacks gave extra damage of that type. The one rhyme skeleton the warband had been able to destroy without shattering it completely had evolved into a frost bodak. Its bones actually radiated cold and were an intense blue in color. It had small ice shards studding its body, and enemies struck were afflicted with slow. Richter loved his chaotic spell, and the love was given right back to him when the skill advanced. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 2, 3, and 4 in Chaos Magic. New spells are now available. That skill progressed faster than almost any other he'd gained, but it didn't surprise him. Richter still had a feeling of intense rightness when he used the roiling gray magic. His other magics had advanced as well, especially light magic. Fighting underground offered unique challenges, among them the lack of visibility. Without light, his entire party might as well have been blind. Torches were an option, but it was necessary to hold them, decreasing the effectiveness of his fighting team. Richter came up with a partial solution after the second battle. He took the time to summon 2 mist lights for each member of the warband. Then, he affixed one of the glowing gray balls to the front and back of each of his men. It solved the problem of not running into walls, but the lights only banished the dark for up to 5 feet from each man or woman. Richter still had to cast far light again and again to ensure no skeletons rushed at them from darkened corners or the shrouded ends of the corridors they moved through. Coupled with his frequent casting of mirror image, he finally reached the initiate rank of his skill, light magic. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 13 in fire magic. New spells are now available. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 8 through 11 in light magic. New spells are now available. Congratulations, you have advanced from novice to initiate in light magic. Plus 5% resistance to light magic. Plus 5% spell strength when casting light magic. You have received 2,500 bonus experience for reaching level 10 in the skill Light Magic. Life Magic leveled heavily as well, of course. Richter had pulled out all the stops with his Life Magic during the battles. He had attempted to use Weak Banish Undead and Weak Charm. Both of those spells had done exactly dick against the high-level undead. His life buffs were much more effective, and Weak Life Bolt had caused some pain. Time and again, Richter cast Weak Static Life Shield, giving himself or his warband precious seconds of respite in the heat of battle. The 100 hit points it could absorb never lasted long, but the extra defense it gave against death creatures and their attacks increased its usefulness by a factor of 3. Congratulations! You have reached skill levels 12 through 16 in Life Magic. New spells are now available. His penchant to dual cast drained his mana at a prodigious rate, and he found himself pulling on Alma's mana pool more and more. Richter had been operating with an almost constant headache for most of the dungeon dive, but it had paid off as well. Congratulations! You have reached skill levels 13 and 14 in dual casting. Chance of spell miscast decreased by increasing this skill. This number is affected directly by spell level and caster's proficiency in that branch of magic. Specific changes. Spell power increases plus 4% from base plus 100%. Current value plus 156%. Mana cost decreases by 2% from base plus 300%. Current value plus 272%. The constant sneaking required also let him level his stealth and trap skills. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 15 and 16 in stealth. You now inflict 32% greater damage during stealthed attacks, plus 32% to concealment. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 26 in Pierce the Veil, plus 52% to perception. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 26 in traps. all traps plus 52% more effective, plus 8% less likely to be found. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 22, 23, and 24 in Trap Disarm, plus 48% more likely to disarm traps. He was becoming a regular rogue. Best of all, the dungeon had been an insane boost to his experience. Between the XP gained from ranking up his skills, Alma's brain drain, and the high-level enemies, he had finally gotten a long-awaited prompt. Congratulations! You have repaid the debt owed to your specialty, Essence Enchanting. Long and bloody was the road you have walked to fulfill your obligation. Honor your specialty and profession to advance. Because of your diligence and devotion, you will be rewarded. Paying back his XP deficit triggered even more prompts. Congratulations, you have finished a secret quest of the Essence Enchanter. Debts must be paid 3 by repaying 1 million points of experience. Reward, 30 talent points. Reward, 12,500 experience points. You have 36 talent points remaining. Congratulations, you have unlocked a secret quest of the Essence Specialty. Debts must be paid 4. Success conditions, expend and earn back 10 million experience points by using talent point conversion. Total XP repaid, 1,064,000 of 10 million. Reward, 40 talent points. Penalty for failure or refusal, cannot be refused. Richter had been so caught up in administering and building his village that he had forgotten the pure joy of a well-executed dungeon dive. He'd forgotten the amazing allure of treasure. After looking at his haul, he wouldn't be making that mistake again. You have captured Soul of a Rhyme Bodak, times 8. Durability 25 of 25. Item class, uncommon. Stone level, luminous. Soul level, luminous. Status, filled. Weight, 0.4 kilograms. You have captured Soul of a Bodak, times 49. Durability, 20 of 20. Item class, common. Stone level, common. Soul level, common. Status, filled. Weight, 0.3 kilograms. You have found Ring of Fire Resistance. Durability, 12 of 18. Item class, uncommon. Quality, above average. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 2% to fire resistance. You have found Wand of Healing. Attack, 1 to 3. Durability, 36 of 47. Item class, uncommon. Quality, well-crafted. Weight, 0.8 kilograms. Traits, allows user to restore 27 points of health to any creature within 10 yards. Charges, 110 of 110. You have found Ring of a Void Missile. Durability, 11 of 15. Item class, uncommon. Quality, above average. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 3% to dodge projectiles. You have found Ring of Ghoul Touch. Durability, 22 of 28. Item class, unusual. Quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, allows the user to make a touch attack equivalent to the spell Minor Ghoul Touch, doing 21 to 27 death damage and paralyzing the target for up to 5 seconds. Charges, 70 of 70. None of the items were good enough for Richter to equip, but they made fine additions to the gear of his war party. Each gift gave him a few hundred relationship points with the party member receiving it. They found several stashes of coins, totaling up to 54 gold and 5 silver, which equated to over $5,000 back on Earth. Richter also found a small opal and a sapphire. One room they cleared actually had 3 Rhyme Bodaks. Richter found a secret compartment in that room thanks to his Pierce the Veil skill, and it had the greatest haul of the entire dive so far. You have found High Tensile Wrist Shot Schematic. Durability, 3 of 9. Schematic class, unusual. Schematic level, superior. Weight, 0.4 kilograms. Traits. This weapon's schematic allows you to create a wrist shot. Wrist shots are primarily kinder weapons that allow for greater base damage, plus 1, faster firing, plus 10%, and greater accuracy, plus 10% than a standard slingshot. The high tensile nature of the weapon further increases its damage by plus 2. It is also easily concealed. If used by a kinder, plus 10% skill progression to slings. Base damage, 6 to 8. The schematic was a real coup! Crom had made it clear that obtaining any weapon schematic was a priority. The fact that it was superior level made it even more valuable. As strong as the weapons made in the forge were, his smith had told him that they were actually all based on simple schematics. The techniques Crom used to forge blades were no different than those used in crafting most of the blades that were made daily throughout the entire River Peninsula. It was his skill in smithing, Richter's enchantments, and the high-quality materials that made the gear of the Mist Villagers several cuts above average. If Richter could obtain higher-level schematics, though, extra capabilities could be added to the base characteristics of the weapons and armor that were made. The plus 2 to base damage might not seem like much, but it actually made a huge difference when you factored in that the weapon's final damage was determined by its base multiplied by both the weapon's quality and the skill of the smith forging it. An initial increase of 2 could easily translate into a boost of 4 or 5 damage per hit. So that Richter knew at least what to look for, Crom had told him that schematics were qualified by level. The lowest level was a simple schematic. After that, it went advanced, superior, innovative, groundbreaking, ingenious, cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, revolutionary, masterwork, and savant. The wrist shot was level 3! Reading the schematic description carefully had made it clear that the benefits of such documents were not limited to just extra damage. Accuracy and rate of fire were increased as well. Crom had also told him that certain schematic levels could only be understood by smiths or crafters of a certain level. Then he'd started talking about how schematics required multiple people of varying skills to create the weapons, but Richter's eyes had glassed over at that point. Besides, what mattered was that he'd found some awesome treasure! The schematic was also a clue for what had become a bit of a mystery. Here and there in the dungeon, they had found friezes and sculptures. The artwork had been severely degraded by time, but enough could be made out that Richter was pretty sure he was seeing depictions of kinder. A weapon that was tailored to their race had furthered his theory that they were in an ancient kinder settlement of some type. It was the door they were now standing in front of, though, that had dispelled any remaining doubt. Maybe because of the density of the stone, or maybe because it was inspelled, but the carvings on the door looked as sharp as if they had been finished yesterday. There were scenes of kinder laughing, playing, engaging in ceremonies and other normal daily acts. In the center was a scene of many kinder kneeling in front of an older kinder sitting atop a throne. The happy scenes seemed completely incongruent with the dark and foreboding feel of the dungeon. Unfortunately, as interesting as they were, the carvings didn't offer any insight into what awaited the warband on the other side of the door. Richter shook his head, focusing back upon the now. They didn't have time to puzzle out the mysteries of ancient art. As this was the only door left to explore in the dungeon, it was a pretty safe bet that there was a big baddie waiting for him and his party on the other side. Every second they waited made them potentially weaker because his oldest zombie would be banished from their plane in under 10 minutes. He gave an order for everyone to get ready and buff themselves as much as possible. While they did, the Chaos Seed dealt with his final prompt. It was one he'd been waiting an age to see. Congratulations, your familiar has reached levels 39 and 40. Eager, to say the least, Richter accessed his familiar status window. A broad grin crossed his face despite their dire surroundings. With the boost Alma had gotten from the quickening fruit, she finally had enough ability points to increase Saibon to level 7. His heart beating faster, Richter called Alma down into his arms. "Are you ready to evolve your ability, my love?" he asked her excitedly.
"I trust you today and always, Master."
Her response was full of warmth and unconditional love. Smiling at her, he accessed her abilities and made his choice. A segmented prompt opened in front of him, showing the upgrades to her existing capabilities. You have chosen to increase your familiar's ability Psi-Bond to level 7. Your familiar's base intellect is increased from 125% to 150%. The boost to your familiar's base intelligence and wisdom has increased from 75% to 90%. Your mental resistance from Psi-Bond has increased from 50% to 60%. Your familiar can now verbally communicate in short sentences and psychically transmit images rather than merely communicating with single words, even with creatures lacking the Psi-Bond ability. Maximum distance of communication increased from 1,500 to 1,750 yards. Tasks that once required great mental discipline are now laughably easy. Massively reduced risk of spell miscast. Factoring in your familiar's Psi-Bond level 7 and personal level of 40, add 28% to the chances of mind fog, stun, or Psi crystallization occurring when using enhanced imbue arrow. Psi-Bond has now advanced to the point that your mental connections with other creatures will enhance their intellect to a moderate degree. You may now engage in psychic combat with other creatures. You may now undergo the Messeji.
Psi-Bond didn't increase her attack abilities like Brain Drain or Psi-Blast, but in some ways, it was her most powerful ability. It had made her smarter than most humanoids and had transformed her into a powerful magic caster. With the latest boost to her intelligence and wisdom, she had a staggering 98 points in both attributes. That meant both her spell power and innate spell resistance were way over baseline. The Bodak's water spell that she had shaken off before might only be a nuisance now. His familiar was powerful. He took a look at her stats. Name, Alma. Level, 40, 15%. Race, Psi Dragonling. Stats. Health, 137. Mana, 978. Regen per minute, 58.65. Stamina, 189. Regen per minute, 11.4. Attributes. Plus 5% Celestial Spark. Strength, 5. Agility, 36. Dexterity, 37. Constitution, 14. Endurance, 19. Intelligence, 98. Wisdom, 98. Charisma, 19. Luck, 19. Spell power bonuses. Air, 50%. Life, 50%. Resistances. Air, 50%. Mental, 100%. Life, 50%. Abilities. Unused points, 1.95. Psi-Bond. Level 7. Points to next level, 6. Psi-Blast. Level 3. Points to next level, 3. Brain Drain. Level 7. Points to next level, 7. Psi Channeling, level 2. Points to next level, 2. Richter also personally enjoyed seeing the change in her eyes, the primary reason he'd had her land in his arms. She gazed at him with greater comprehension than ever before. When he had first summoned her, she had basically just been a smart beast. The Dragonling's cognition had increased with every level of Psi-Bond. She had gone from sounding like an animal to having the voice of a small child, then a young woman. Now when she spoke, there was an eloquence and confidence to her tone that he likened to the most self-assured and powerful women he'd met. As excited as he was about her new stats, he was completely confused as to what psychic combat and the Messeji were. Before he could ask about either, though, she looked deep into his eyes and spoke with pure love in her voice.
My lord, my master, my love, I shall be with you until our souls bind in the great unity at the end of all things. Let our enemies bless us for the days we allow them to live until we snuff the decaying candles of their lives.
She leaned forward and stared him in the face.
Bond with me, master. Let us truly be one.
Then, shocking him to his very core, she spoke aloud in a sibilant but still feminine voice.
Bond with me.
Staring at her, his own eyes now wide, he read a final prompt that appeared in his vision. All the effects on the initial prompt had been expected. They were great, and they had made her a vastly more powerful creature. As he had hoped, though, Just as when Brain Drain had reached level 7, Psybond now had a powerful and completely new feature.
Know this. Advancing the Psybond of your soul familiar to level 7 has allowed for a connection deeper than ever before. You may now undergo the Meseji, the melding. This process allows you to absorb the entire essence of your familiar so that you may share each other's strengths and defenses. The bonding can last for a maximum of 7 minutes each day, and when completed, it will take 77 seconds for your familiar to coalesce back into her physical form. During that time, she will be a formless psychic energy immune to physical damage but able to pass through solid matter. By undergoing the Meseji, your familiar will be safe within your body. Any debuffs, injuries, ill effects, or negative status will be removed. When separated from you again, her health, mana, stamina, and all statuses will return to the exact point they were before the bonding. All abilities will be reset. By undergoing the Meseji, all attributes, resistances, and regen rates will be the highest value of either you or your familiar. Your physical attributes will temporarily change to adopt characteristics of your familiar. Whatever enhancements you have bought with Psi points will tell in your Meseji form. More alterations may occur and be discovered over time.
Alma was still staring him deeply in the face. One last prompt awaited him.
Do you wish to undergo the Meseji with your soul familiar Alma? Yes or no?
Looking into her bright and intelligent eyes, Richter chose yes. A beam of blue-white light, the incandescent color of thought magic, shot from Alma's eyes into his own. It flowed into his mind and his very being. More light began to shine through her scales as they lost cohesion, and she became a creature of pure light. The flow increased to become nearly blinding bars of glacial energy. Her thoughts, her feelings, her very soul poured into Richter, and he felt a connection to her that went beyond words, beyond comprehension. They simply were. Her body became nothing but a matrix of thought energy as the melding continued. Richter's body glowed as well. Strange sensations overtook him, a feeling of fullness and solidity. He tried to blink, but had no control over his body. There was no panic, however, as the Meseji felt like the most natural thing in the world, like welcoming a loved one into your home. It wasn't an invasion, it was a completion. He was a stronger version of what he had been. He was finally what he always should have been. Richter began to feel heavier, and his tongue felt strange. Though he couldn't move, he was still aware. Another prompt appeared in his vision, accompanied by a deep thrumming sound. He absorbed the information with a thought.
Know this. The deep bond of the Meseji has advanced your mark, Dragonkin, to level 2. This deepens the instinctual response of some races to you for good or ill. The full ramifications of this may never be known, but the following changes take place immediately. The +5 to strength, constitution, fire resistance, and fire spell strength are now increased to +10. These changes will remain in effect after the Meseji ends. While in Meseji form, you now have access to a new attack, Glass Flame. Once per bonding, you may make a powerful breath attack, bathing a cone-shaped area in clear flames of terrifying heat. Be wary. This attack kills friend and foe alike, and does 5 times as much damage in terms of durability loss to items. His status window popped up unbidden, showing the powerful fusion of himself and Alma. Without being told, he knew that the numbers in parentheses were where her values had supplanted his own. The largest differences were the bumps to his intelligence and wisdom. Both his spell power, resistance, mana pool, and mana regen were increased massively. Even his agility got a small increase. His mental resistance had also maxed out at 100%. Even more significant, he had gained Alma's abilities, with the exception of Psi channeling, which would, of course, require her to be separate from him. The internal changes were powerful, but the external changes were more dramatic.
His face had elongated, giving him a short snout. He could feel sharp teeth with his prehensile forked tongue. His skin had been replaced by scales, the same dusky color and diamond shape as Alma's own. The fingers on his hands had elongated and were now tipped with thick, sharp talons. He absently realized that there might be a problem if he ever wore heavier gauntlets. The sprite gauntlets left his fingers free, providing less protection but allowing them to fire their bows unencumbered. He also felt a faint itching across his shoulder blades, but it subsided in a moment. More prompts appeared, listing the changes to his physical body, reflecting Alma's enhancements from the Psi crystals. Know this. The following physical changes have taken place due to the Meseji. 1. Your natural armor increased from 0 to plus 5. 2. Your bites and scratches now exude Psi poison. 3. Your skin color can shift by up to 5% to match your surroundings. 4. You may manifest dark vision up to 100 yards. There was one more notification that appeared after he had absorbed everything else. Hail the dragon! May they fear your power. Be warned, though, mighty creature. Death of one is death of all. That last prompt was strange. It wasn't in a self-contained box like every other prompt he'd ever had. It was just writing that emblazoned across his vision. It even looked hand-scrawled rather than the uniform block lettering common to almost every prompt he'd ever received. The message felt personal. It faded away in a moment on its own, not even needing to be dismissed. Richter wondered at it for a brief moment, but he was too taken with the wonder of what had happened to give it any more time than that. He and Alma had melded. Richter could feel her inside of him. She was aware of what was occurring, but they didn't vie for control. Their desires were his desires. Or hers were his. Theirs. The Chaos Seed couldn't quite understand it, but he learned a valuable truth in that moment. Sometimes, questions did not matter. All that mattered was the truth. The truth of that moment was that he and Alma were one. The entire process had seemed to take several seconds, but to everyone else, it had happened instantaneously. His men only saw a flash of light, and then their war leader had become a human-dragon hybrid.
Banished gods!
Calder almost shouted before catching himself. It came out as a constipated whisper instead. Everyone else's reactions were the same. Barring the summoned creatures, they all pulled away from the being that had appeared in front of them.
Lord Richter?
Calder asked.
Is that you?
You know anyone else this sexy? Came the sibilant reply. Then Richter focused on casting, his hands weaving quickly through the motions of summoning spells. After increasing their Cybon to level 7, the faint resistance he had felt from controlling the death creatures had faded to almost nothing. After melding with her, it had vanished completely. Her mental control was astonishing. He decided to maximize their chances. After downing 3 mana potions at once, he summoned and evolved creatures in quick succession. The Saproling became a hardwood Saproling. His spider evolved into a cinder spore arachnid, capable of a fire attack. The life wisp became a harsh light. It lost all healing abilities but could phase through the bodies of enemies, causing life damage. The fox evolved into a shining fox again, with its minor health regen boost. Richter even summoned the bile rats, which evolved into steel-toothed rodents that possessed a powerful bite and were increased in size by 50%. Between his amped mana regen and the potions, he was restoring almost 20 MP per second, at least for the minute that the potions lasted. The blue bar on his interface was almost full again by the time he finished casting. The hallway in front of the stone door had become crowded, but seeing the dragon creature using their lord's spells had set the men's minds at relative ease. It also sunk in that he was wearing the same armor. As a final preparation, Richter drank one of his 3 remaining potions of Selex Luck, increasing the stat by 34 points.
Let's go,
Richter finally commanded with a faint hiss, pushing the huge stone door open as easily as if it were made of mere wood. Chapter 68, Day 144, Kuborn 34, 0 AOC. As the stone slab slowly swung open, a large chamber was revealed. A green orb of light hung suspended from the ceiling. The stones that comprised the walls, floor, and ceiling were much better tooled than the rough-fitting blocks of the rest of the dungeon. The reason was made clear when Richter saw the dais at the end of the immense area. They were in a throne room. The room rose in a series of tiers. On the ground floor, along with the war party, were 10 Bodaks. They all wore well-cared-for gear, and by using Analyze, Richter was able to confirm his suspicion that each was a professional warrior. 3 had bows, and the rest a mix of melee weapons and shields. A small wooden cage off to the left contained the cowering forms of 2 kinder. Their clothes were bloody and torn. Both were curled into balls, making themselves as small as possible in the vain hope that the undead might forget they were there. On the first tier, there were 5 Rhyme Bodaks all wearing the robes of Magi. On the third and final tier, there were 3 figures. To the left and right, there were Frost Bodaks, holding great swords and clad in high steel armor. In the middle, a truly horrid creature of rotting flesh and weeping sores sat atop a throne. The throne was made of slightly reflective black stone. The bodies of 3 kinder lay broken and bloody at the foot of the dais. All the undead were motionless. The one exception was the figure sitting on the throne. It held the severed head of one of the slain kinder in its lap. The undead's long fingers were almost lovingly running through the murdered kinder's long red hair. Richter and the boss locked eyes, and the Chaos Seed used Analyze. Name, Nien the Reaver. Profession, warrior. Disposition, hatred. Level, 48. Specialty, Death Knight. Race, Ghast. Focus, Soul Eater. Stats. Health, 592. Mana, 283. Stamina, 290. Attributes. Strength, 92. Agility, 22. Dexterity, 93. Constitution, 46. Endurance, 29. Intelligence, 25. Wisdom, 14. Charisma, 4. Luck, 11. Skills. Swordsmanship, 62. Shields, 54. Death magic, 17. Maces, 52. Heavy armor, 68. Dark magic, 12. Torture, 37. Instill fear, 29. Death aura, 35. Unarmed combat, 28. War leader, 38. Death strike, 51. Description. Ghasts are born from the union of demons and undead. When newly spawned, these creatures are little more than animals, but unlike their ghoul cousins, upon reaching higher levels, their intellect can match any sapient creature's. They are blood drinkers, though they can exist on fetid flesh long gone rotten. Their paralyzing touch allows them to eat their prey while it still lives. Ghasts are said to get an almost sexual pleasure from the pain of their victims. Immune to poisons and most spells of the enchantment class, they are dangerous foes. They will fight if only one point of health remains, deadly to the very end. Once sapience is achieved, ghasts receive 1 point to distribute per level, and each level gives +2 to strength and +2 to dexterity.
The information washed over Richter in a split second. At a subconscious level, he felt an instinctual fear, like a fox facing a wolf. Both he and the Ghast were predators, but the Death Knight was older and, based on the listed skills, far stronger. Richter wasn't intimidated, though. The fear only made him more dangerous. Unbeknownst to himself, Richter's lips pulled back in a snarl, showing his now sharp teeth. Something deep inside the Chaos Seed was proclaiming that even if the creature was stronger, the Ghast would sure as shit regret testing him. The more analytical part of Richter's mind considered what the monster's status page meant for the battle to come. The Ghast was an initiate in both death and dark magic, but that was not the true danger. The creature was a melee fighter, no matter what magical skills he possessed. The knight's strength was almost 100,
as was his dexterity. That meant not only would the knight's attacks inflict devastating damage, but he would also have an insanely high attack speed. To make things worse, Richter's Identify enchantment talent was also triggered. The guest was decked out in powerfully enchanted gear, adding health, mana, and stamina. His equipment also increased his damage and defenses. The Death Knight would not go down easily, but then, that would be boring anyway.
Target the archers and casters, Richter commanded with a slight hiss. He was raising his weapons when the most unlikely thing occurred. The ghast laughed.
This sound was horrible. A moment later, the monster spoke in common, and though his speech was elegant, it sounded as if the words were being filtered through a bubbling sludge. The disgusting consonants sent an involuntary shiver through everyone in the warband.
Welcome! Welcome! Did you have fun with my creatures?
The entire warband just looked at the ghast as he casually stood. His fingers were still entwined in the slain woman's long red hair, and the head slowly swung back and forth. Richter couldn't help but look at that slack face. Her mouth was open in an eternally silent scream, with one eye rolled partially back into her head. The archers looked askance at Richter. The Chaos Seed had no idea what was going on, but figured it was worth 1 minute to find out. The forces arrayed against them were massive. In a straight battle, it was highly likely he would take heavy losses, even without the boss fighting. Of course, it wouldn't go down like that. The ghast would start dealing death as soon as the battle began. Richter's whole warband might be wiped out. If there was another way out of this, it might be worth a shot. Richter spoke under his breath to Calder.
If they rush us, retreat out of the dungeon. I will hold them off to cover you. That's an order.
He put heat into his last sentence to head off any argument. The sergeant nodded, his face grim. The Chaos Seed turned a cold stare on the ghast. Alma spoke inside of his mind, wanting to split the undead open from balls to bow tie. Nian just looked back with a malicious smile on his face. It was obvious that the undead had seen Richter's quiet discussion with Calder, and still wasn't worried. Seeing the forces of the ghast's command, Richter could understand why. As Nian continued to speak, he walked towards the front of the raised dais.
I was planning on wiping out that Kinder village later tonight, and adding their strength to my own. But you look like you would be a better addition.
He stared at Richter with intense focus before adding,
I can always use an enchanter.
Richter's lips pulled back in another snarl. This guy knew his profession. That meant the ghast had his own version of Richter's analyze skill. As if the high stats and level weren't enough, the ghast could read at least part of his status page. Did he know all his spells and abilities too?
Why are you here? Richter asked, trying not to let his unease show.
He was also trying to ignore the nearly 20 high-level Bodaks aiming arrows, raising wands, or hefting weapons in their direction while staring right at them with their eerily empty eye sockets.
I was sent, Nian replied simply. My master detected a disturbance in this area.
He seemed amused, like a cat talking to a mouse before dinner.
But why did you invade this dungeon? Why did you bring this army of undead to my lands?
Richter asked. The monster regarded him with much more interest all of a sudden. Nian studied the Chaos Seed's face in detail until the ghast smiled in sick satisfaction. Richter didn't understand exactly what had just happened, but still cursed when he realized he was giving away more information than he was gaining.
This?
The creature asked with his incredulous and disgusting laugh.
An army? You poor fool. These creatures are merely the interdead I found in this place. There was so much stored up death energy that the spirits were almost begging for a real master. They are most likely the ancestors of the same kinder that I will be eating tonight.
He favored Richter with a broad smile. His yellow and brown teeth were grotesque when set against his rotting face.
You desecrated their burial ground?
Kenjiro shouted in outrage. Richter looked at the Maidon sprite sharply. The archer's expression was defiant, but after a moment, he nodded to Richter in apology for interjecting. His eyes remained fierce. As a race,